yourself a world from a screen that held the prize and crossed your eyes. Magazines and storybooks sold a dream.
Hey, this is Pirate RC and I'm down at Anthology in San Diego with Damon Castillo of Damon Castillo Band. How you doing?
Great.
Good. So you just had a really awesome set. It was great to check that out.
We had a lot of fun. This is our first time at Anthology and we loved it.
Yeah, the sound here is pretty cool. I think they spent a lot of time working that out, but every place it sounds the same. That's what they say.
Yeah, the mix was great.
Yeah, so it's cool. The first thing I noticed just as a viewer is that you have a great instrumentation in your band. So how did your band come together?
You know, I met most of the guys, like Larry, my saxophonist, JJ, my drummer, Christian, my keyboardist. We met in San Luis Obispo just at jazz jams, and the band kind of grew out of meeting the fellas at jazz jams and decided to get a project together. And we've been lucky to have a couple new guys that play tonight. Mike Pakluk on trumpet, who's been playing with us this last year, and actually on bass, Jonathan Ahrens. It was his first show with us.
Oh, cool.
It was tonight, yeah. And he did wonderful. It was great energy to have him on stage.
Yeah, so you guys do definitely have the jazz influence as far as just even solos throughout the show. Do you guys, when you guys practice and jam, do you just end up doing these incredibly long jams that you're like, oh wait, where are we ending with this thing? And then,
yeah, you know, the band, when we first started, it was really about like writing vehicles for us to jam. And as we kind of grew as musicians, I got really more into like really getting into the craft of songwriting. And so the band is really kind of an exercise in trying to have it all. Trying to have a song that's nice and tight, that really delivers a message, but also songs that have room for all the guys to stretch if they want, because they can all play. I'm really lucky to have those guys in the band. So
how did you start playing the guitar, and what was your initial work of the guitar? Because you definitely, you can tell if just watching you play that you've spent time learning the instrument.
Well, yeah, I have a twin brother, and we kind of grew up playing guitar together. When we were around seven, our mother took us down to the guitar shop and got us both like these little half-size guitars, you know, where the strings are like an inch off the fretboard, and we just grew up, you know, playing the guitar and occasionally hitting each other over the head with it as well.
So you guys did initial like rock star moves of breaking your guitar over each other's head.
We were pulling like Jimi Hendrix and Pete Townsend moves on each other before we knew those guys.
So did you guys take any lessons, or did you just literally have an ear for it?
Yeah, we took lessons. Our very first lessons we took with this lady in Modesto, California. Her name is Marge, and she taught us songs like Puff the Magic Dragon. And
Modesto Marge taught you Puff the Magic Dragon.
Marge from Modesto. She was just a wonderful lady and a wonderful inspiration. But then, we studied privately with a guitar instructor in Santa Maria, Jerry Coelho. He was really a wonderful jazz player. And then we went to Berklee College of Music together and continued our jazz studies there. And
so does your brother, because you played a couple of your brother's songs tonight. So does he have his own singer-songwriter gig, or what's he doing? Because you said he's in Portland, I think.
Yeah, he lives in Portland. He leads a band called Ravishers. And he's also working on a solo record right now. And he just writes great songs. And I steal all the ones I can.
Yeah, that's cool. So as far as lyrics, like, how personal are your lyrics to you? Because I know you're singing some of your brothers, some of your own, but, like, the ones that you do, I mean, they seem pretty personal, just listening to them.
Yeah. I think whether a song's like a close call, where it's really a story that we lived through, like we survived a car wreck, you know, on the road, and that song really grew out of that story. It was really autobiographical. There's other songs that are maybe less autobiographical, but they're still emotionally true, and so the story, whether it's a close call or something else, it's got to be true to me, or otherwise I can't sing it.
Yeah. So close call is literally about a tire blowout.
Yeah.
But that was actually much more for you.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those moments that you like, I remember after the van settled, it was just like quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And it was a beautiful blue sky.
So were you on the side at that point?
The van settled on its side, and we climbed out one of the broken windows. And I just hugged Larry.
it's a very surreal moment.
So Larry's joining us, just so you know, and Larry was on sax tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those moments where, I mean, yeah, like after we stopped moving, it was a very strange silence. For me, I had so much fear because I didn't hear anything from the back. So I thought I might have just killed my best friends, you know?
So you were driving.
Yeah, I was driving. And we were on our side, and we all kind of screamed at the same time. But there was an awkward pause, about a 5-second pause.
Is everybody all right?
Yeah, you okay? And like, I mean, literally, like, you know, just like my heart was just like, I mean, it was just like a huge general effect for like a relief, you know, just like, oh, I'm hearing their voices, they're good, and we had so much adrenaline pumping through our systems at that point. It was like it was almost like we were drugged, like a sense of euphoria. We felt like we could do no wrong. Yeah,
yeah. After the van settled, and everybody knew we were all right. I mean, we were gonna live. I was like pumped. The adrenaline was flowing. Yeah. Let's do this again.
We were ready to go play that show tonight. That same night.
Yeah,
we were gonna ride up in Dominic. We were with another band, Damon's brother's band, Dominic's band, and they were caravanning ahead of us. And we loaded all of our gear into their car. We were ready to drive up to Sacramento and play the gig. That's how amped we were.
The tow truck driver talked us out of it. He said, "You guys are idiots." And he was so right.
Yeah.
Because, like, an hour later, I could barely move my neck. And
you know,
yeah, I thought it was my wrist.
Yeah.
And then the ER doctors gave us a very stern lecture because we waited to get all the way back to San Luis before we went to the hospital.
So yeah, so you got the definite message that you were really in a car accident.
Yeah.
Chill out, write a song.
Yeah, basically they said, the tow truck driver was like, you could be having internal bleeding right now. That's what he said. Yeah.
The dirt and glass are flying. And all of us are trying hard to hold on, but a close call. What a long, long way to fall. But I'm alive, and what a ride. I had a close call, but I feel no pain at all. 'Cause I'm alive, and I'm in love with
Damon, so you guys have a new album that you just recorded, right?
Yeah. It's called Laurel Lane, and it's basically we named it after our studio, which is the place where it's our hangout. We write all the songs there. We rehearse them, we record them, and we get in big fights and all that good band stuff.
So, do you guys write together, or how does it come together with the lyrics and the music? I mean, it's got to be almost two processes.
Usually, I write alone, and I kind of flesh out the songs by myself, and then when I feel like they're ready to bring to the band, I'll bring them to the band, and then we'll hash them out together and get the arrangements down, and yeah.
So, do you kind of just play the acoustic guitar with it, or do you sing? I mean, how do you?
Yeah, a lot of times I'll write on an acoustic guitar and voice, but it can happen different ways. But that's a lot of the time I use acoustic. Yeah.
So, is there a song on the new album that you're just like, this is like you're really stoked about? Put it that way.
Our one afternoon when I was living in Shell Beach, California. And then I spent the next 5 years trying to arrange it and record it right. It's one of those songs that I thought, I really want this on the record, and I got to figure out a way to do it. And, you know, we had Ross Hogarth produce it, the record, and he really helped us, you know, get that one together. And I'm really happy how it turned out.
He mixed it too.
Your latest single is just like the one before. I have to ask myself, what is going on? seems like there's a million names for only just one song. So what's your claim to fame? Go make some music, make it safe and sound the same.
So is that the first time that you've worked with a producer, or did you do that on your EP as well?
You know, the EP I produced myself, but we had worked with some producers in the past, but Ross was really a good fit for Laurel Lane and really, you know, realized the songs in a way that I think I'm just super, super happy about.
Yeah, because it's one thing you hear from different artists that the producer makes all the difference for them and just kind of
brings
creativity to the table that maybe they didn't even realize that they had.
Would you know, just being, you know, like when you're in a band, you're functioning as a band, a lot of times you get in a groove and you go about things the same way. So it's nice to have a different energy or a different perspective to say, hey, try this, you know, maybe something like this will work out, you know. So that for that reason, it was a really good experience.
Yeah, it's good to have someone else's perspective.
Yeah, get some fresh ears.
When does the record come out?
Well, it's out right now.
It's out
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, and iTunes, any listeners can get it from there.
Online, you can go to damiencastillo.com.
So you mentioned Shell Beach, and that's one shot that I noticed in your blog on your website. So is that place that you really enjoyed living?
That was a show that we did at the Cliffs in Shell Beach, and that just... It's one of those just beautiful California spots, you know, the sun's shining, the ocean's just it's beautiful, and it's a fun show. It's one of the perks of living on the Central Coast.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like you guys get, just from your blog anyway, that you get these beach shows, and that's a good vibe and a good crowd for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, one question I did have, and this comes from Tiffany at Pirate Pods, and she doesn't always ask questions, so this must be an important one for her, but she told me to ask you about potty training.
About potty training?
So I don't know if there was some story with you and your brother or something. I don't know.
I'll interject. I read a strange preview on tonight's show in The Examiner. The person kind of wrote it, didn't quite understand the band's sound at all.
Yeah.
It was almost like maybe listened to one or two songs and then just like wrote a smattering of stuff. And kind of called upon the lyrics of One Life Stand.
Is that okay?
Which I think is just a complete misunderstanding what that song's actually talking about.
Yeah, because One Life Stand actually turns into a One Life Stand, and
it's about love and not necessarily about potty training. But you know what? I'm one of those guys that, you know, as a music lover, I don't always enjoy hearing my favorite songwriters tell me what they think their song means, because I want to experience it for myself. Or
yeah, sometimes but this it's
is
different.
This is one case where I'm going to make an exception and correct whoever is out there who thinks the song is about just a toilet seat. That's just the starting off place, and the song's really about love and how can happen in unexpected ways when maybe you're not ready for it.
Yeah, no, and actually. So. Hearing it live tonight, it was a great song.
Oh, thank you.
I loved it. I don't know.
You can use my toothbrush if you want. And wear my t-shirt to the store. It never looked so good before. Oh, yeah. Well, a one-night stand turned into a one-week stand, turned into a one-month stand, turned into a one-year stand. Now I'm standing here in front of you making one last stand. Baby, let's make this a one-life stand.
I did a show not too long ago, and a girl came up to me and said, that's my story, that happened to us. And she was there with her boyfriend, and you know, the song starts off with a joke, but I think it ends with some real heartfelt feelings, and that's what I hope people get from the song.
Yeah. So what's next for you guys? What are you guys doing with the record?
You know, we have a really kind of wonderful, you know, calendar of shows for September here in California. We'll be playing L.A. and Ventura and Central Coast and San Francisco coming up. So we're really looking forward to that. And then for the rest of the year, I'm going to be kind of in the studio writing, recording new stuff. Cool. And gearing up for a show that we do at the beginning of the year, where we'll play with a big string section.
Oh, that's
we'll
great.
Accompany the band, and so I'm looking forward to that.
So, do you write the arrangements for that kind of?
I will. String section? Yeah, I will. Yeah. We actually last year we played a show with a full like 80 piece orchestra out on the beach with the full band and stuff, and we had a lot of good help. My brother Dominic did. A lot of the orchestrations. A friend of ours, Dave Becker, did a lot of orchestrations, and then I did a lot of orchestrations for it. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing kind of a pared down version of that. We'll have the string section, but we won't have the brass and winds this time.
Damon, thanks a lot for your time tonight. It was a great show. It was great to meet you and see you guys.
Thanks for coming out.
All right. Yeah. So this is Pirate Pods with Damon Castillo, and it's DamonCastillo.com.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, and this is Damon Castillo Band, so check him out online. All right, night.
When you were a little girl, got your pictures of the world from a screen that held the prize and crossed your eyes. Magazines and storybooks sold a dream and saved the hooks. Stole your heart, all the crooks. Why can't you see? Can we agree? That-